Hello, everyone. I forgot that part. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I don't know why I keep forgetting. So we used to play intros and music and stuff, and I keep forgetting that it plays that little sound bite. But anyways, hope everybody out in internet land is having a good weekend, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I am here always with Sherry Pang. Sherry.
Hey, how's it going, Jason? How are you dealing with the heat?
Oh, well, you know me. I'm dealing with it just fine. I'm in an air-conditioned house, so I won't be hot, but I understand that we're going to have a huge heat wave coming up here in the Northwest, and they're talking it might even reach 110, which is outrageous.
Right, and I saw 113, so what is a matter of a few degrees, right? It's crazy. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to have a heat wave, a big one, and we're supposed to be hitting at the high 90s and 3 or 4 days, 100, over 100 degrees. So just be safe, you know, hydrate, make sure that you don't have any fires. You know, be very cautious.
Yeah, I think the record up here in Portland, I saw somewhere where it said was like the all-time record's 106, and it looks like we might actually break that. And I'm lucky. I also, not only do I live in an air-conditioned house, I work in a laboratory, so it's always cold. So I'm going to do just fine. I don't think I'll suffer from any heat stroke, you know, walking to my car or anything like that. But I do feel for the people out there that don't have air conditioning. I spent I've only lived in a house with air conditioning for the last couple of years, but prior to that, I was in an apartment that faced the sun, and I had no AC, and it would get so hot that I'd have to go sit in the cold water. So I know what it's like, and hopefully everybody will stay safe out there.
Yes, very much so. Be very hydrated and just be safe. And I worry about the animals, you know, make sure that if you're taking your animal, you know, if it's too hot, carry them into the store or carry them into the, you know, the groomers or something, because you just don't want, just because they have dark pads and they're cows doesn't mean they can't get burnt. So, you know, just got to really be careful. But, yeah, I'm going to work a few days, and for 2 days, the hottest days, then we're going to head out to the coast.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Head out to the coast.
Hey, did you hear that there's this solar eclipse that's going to be going on? Did you hear anything about that?
I heard about that. I don't want to be out there with everybody. How about you, Jason? Are you heading out? That's the weekend. Believe it or not, that's the weekend of the Bigfoot Festival that we're going to be going. So, yes, I hope that you can make it. We're going to be hopefully broadcasted on air along with the event director, I forgot his name, Joel or Justin or something. I forgot. But we want to be able to promote the Bigfoot Festival, first annual. And they got a couple good big speakers and vendors and things like that. And we're going to have our tent and be able to promote ourselves and Paranormal Horizons. And I'm going to be doing some readings, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool at the park, right by the river and at the park.
Well, maybe when by the end of the Bigfoot Festival, I'll actually be a believer in Bigfoot, because, as you know, I'm really, it's one of the subjects I'm highly skeptical of.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. We're going to have some international speakers, and we just want to be able to make it a win-win situation and promote them and promote us, and it's going to be good. We're going to be on their banners, like that, apparently, from what I've been told. So we'll see. Okay, well, we're going to have our new guest, first-time guest, Luis Navarrete. He's just his energy. He's from Mexico. We have somebody that is just unbelievably talented, and he does intuitive energy medicine. We're going to talk about a little bit about his energy medicine, but also, being that he's from Mexico, I'm just curious about what the cultures as far as the paranormal and also energy, you know, how they, if they practice, they believe, their belief systems, their culture. It's going to be very interesting to learn and also hear about his side from Mexico. So we're going to bring him on.
Now, what we actually have a few people in queue right now. What area code is he calling from?
Oh, 503, I believe. Let me look here. So, do you remember? Oh. Hey, Jason, you're. I think he's. Hold on.
Is it an Oregon number?
Yes.
Okay, I think I got the right number. And for the other caller, if you're calling in to ask questions, if you want to stay in queue at some point, we could probably get to any questions you might have as the conversation develops. And yeah, I think I know which number it is, so we're gonna go with it. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
This is
Luis.
Hi.
Hey, Luis.
You were right about the number, Jason. Thank you.
Well, it's the only other Oregon number, so I think I had a 50-50 chance of getting it right. And sorry for putting you on the spot, Sherry.
Oh, that's okay. I don't call Luis enough times that I remember his number by heart. So, you know, when you ask me his number, it's like I'm finagling his number. It's like, holy moly, what is his number? But anyway, welcome to the show, Luis. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very, very excited to be here. Thank you, Jason, also. And I'm here to share from my perspective the work that I do. And it's important for me to emphasize this because energy healing or intuitive medicine, it changed a lot depending on who is doing it because it's just, you know, you just access this infinite way to approach energy and infinite ways that how energy can change. And it's just fantastic. And I'm so happy to see more and more different modalities and people finding different ways to help themselves and also to help other people.
I'm just curious, Luis, in your culture, do they practice energy medicine down south? Is that something that they do, or is this something that's kind of new to that?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a mixed thing because we know that there are shamans, and the shaman was in charge, you know, years and years ago to take care of the people of the towns. But it's something that they don't teach to everybody. It's something that it was passing by tradition, you know. They will find who will be the next person, the next generation, that they will pass all of that knowledge. It's something that was not just teach to the general public, not like it's happening right now that we have the ability, and we are very, very lucky to live in this time because we have access to so much information. We have access to different ways in how to approach energy, and each way is so different and so unique. And that's when we found that niche, and you know, we find that connection, and just magic start happening, or what some people will call it magic, but in general, for energy work, it's just something natural to happen because energy can be transformed in so many different ways.
Do you feel that everybody has innate ability, or is this something that needs to be developed, or both?
I think it's both. It's like I always tell my clients that everybody has the ability to read, but not everybody can read at the same pace and with the same understanding. It's like, can everybody learn how to teach piano? Yes, everybody can learn, but we know that there are some people that it's just so natural. It's just like the magic. They have the rhythm. They can just touch an instrument and, you know, play with it. It's the same with this.
Pick up on it right away, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that is more... like for me, for example, I am an empath. It means I am able to sense and feel what other people feel. Now, can other people learn that? I believe so. But can they understand it at the level that I understand it, I don't know, or probably the way that I understand it is very, very low, and there are other people that can understand it much more deeper. It's just like so different, and I truly believe that anybody can learn, but again, I think we have different paths in life, and everybody has their unique skills, and we should use our very unique skills in the best way possible to help ourselves first, and after that, to help others.
I'm still trying to find my. I'm still trying to find my skills. But here's a little known fact, Sherry. I don't know. I might have mentioned this before. I actually was trained to do some energy work, and this was many years ago. It was polarity therapy. It's the laying on of hands, and like I'd have one hand on the person and do this routine, and the other hand I'd have a pendulum. And but that was decades ago, so I kind of fell out of being into that sort of thing. But I liked your analogy on how not everybody can, you know, pick up an instrument. Some people pick up skills quicker than others, and so I totally get that.
And why is this important? Because reality is, you know, we have our own capacity to heal, our own capacity to change. And basically, in the way that I perceive it, I just help. I'm just there as a conduit to help people to move, to change, to transform. The technique that I use is called matrix energetics. That's the one that I feel is a very strong connection. When I learn it, for me, it makes so much sense. You know, was a beautiful way to connect in ways that I didn't understand before, or I couldn't comprehend. It's just like, why things move? Why can I sense? Why can I hear things? And, you know, and this technique helped me a lot to go in a much more deeper levels, to the point that now I can help others, and I'm still helping myself, because this is a process that never ends.
So when you do the energy work you do, how is it based at? Is it laying of hands? How, you know, what's the principle of being able to read the body or to read the person?
Well, the way that I perceive it, the way that I work on when I connect with my client, it's kind of like doing a scan of the body. I started from the head all the way to the toes. And I just start sensing things, and I just start telling my clients what I'm sensing and how I'm sensing. And it's very interesting, because sometimes the message is very, very clear, but also sometimes it's not very clear, and or at least it's not very clear for me, but for my clients, makes sense. And I would like to pause here a little, because I think this is important, at least from the way that I perceive it, is when I'm working with somebody, I don't know the story. I don't know what happened. It means that when I'm working with somebody and I just start perceiving things, it means, of course, they don't make sense to me, because I don't understand it. I'm just perceiving it. And when we talk about allowing things to happen, it's very important for me to say that I need to allow the perception to come. And the less that I think about it, and the more that I allow myself to perceive, the more effective I can be helping others. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
And from there, I just start working for, you know, whatever it comes in any way that it comes. Sometimes I started feeling a lot of anger, and that is the front door for the problems that the client wants to address. And as soon as I start addressing the anger or the emotion involved, you know, things just start coming more and more, you know, clear and clear and clear, and we start going into different parts of the client's life in order for them to be changed or transformed. And this is something that is very important for me to also mention. It's like in energy healing, we don't destroy anything. We help energy to move or to transform. And it's important for me to say this, because once in a while I have clients that say, could you destroy my sadness, or can you get rid of my depression? And I say, well, what about if there is a different approach to that? What about if we can go into that thing that you call depression and make it transform, make it go into into something different? And that when we go into a field of infinite possibilities where, again, everybody can access that and just allow energy to move. It's kind of like a very simple concept, but at the same time, it's so complex because we have learned to think so much with our left brain that we don't allow the right brain to, you know, to work and process energy or process the knowledge in the way that the left brain will do it. And that's why we feel, you know, confusion. We try to understand too much when in reality it's more about allowing things to happen. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense to me. And I do believe that the human body has the ability to heal itself pretty much of anything. I have kind of a skewed perspective because I work in the medical field in a medical laboratory. So I deal with all the analytical kind of stuff, but I still believe that, you know, our minds, our spirits can heal themselves. And like I was describing earlier, I had that little bit of experience doing what I was doing before. And it's all very interesting. Now, this method that you use, it can help people physically as well as emotionally by manipulating the energy. Is that correct? So if somebody has a physical ailment, it could also aid in healing that or help them facilitate them healing themselves?
The way that I perceive it is at the energy level, there is no difference. It's just energy in movement. The way that we perceive it in this third dimension is when we say, oh, I have a physical problem or I have an emotional problem or spiritually I don't feel that I am where I should be or I'm unbalanced. Does that make sense? Everything comes together. There is no separation between the body and the spiritual part. We are one, and when we try to separate it, that's when we start having problems. Now, there is another important part because it's not too much about manipulation of the energy as much as is allowing for the energy to move, to change, or to transform. Because from my perspective, and again, other people can feel it or sense it different, but the way that I sense it or perceive it, if I talk about manipulation, we will be talking about that something is wrong and has to change. And in reality, is energy is never wrong. It's just a way to manifest. In other words, if somebody comes and is depressed, the moment that I see that person with a problem, now I am part of the problem. I am part of that person that caused depression. But when somebody comes depressed, and I just see it as a pattern of energy, just energy that can be moved in a different way. In which way? I don't know. And it's not important because, again, I don't want for that pattern to go into a particular stage. I just help the pattern to move and see where that movement will take this person to. Like, for example, I can have two different clients. And during a session, one client can sense an amazing transformation. And the other client can just sense something that he cannot even explain with words, but start feeling a little more in peace, a little more clarity. And the reason that I'm saying these two different examples is because one is not better than the other one. It's just a process of changing. I always tell my clients, not because you sense a little change, it means that it's not good. It's just a change. And we have to remind ourselves that when we talk about energy, as soon as we notice a change, we can go into another change and to another change and just keep going into different changes. And again, there are some people that make huge jumps and there are people that make small jumps. But again, no one is better than the other one. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. So So how do you, Louise, how is it when a person comes for energy healing, how do they break out, like if you're going in, whether it's just something instead of just chronic pain or something, but if they have like old patterns and habits that they're trying to break, can that be something that needs to be dealt with in one session, or is that something that you can you tell us a little bit more about that if you're dealing with really a subconscious problem, subconscious things?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a very interesting question, very, very, very interesting question, because, again, what I was saying with the previous example, you know, I don't know how much the person will change. What is my intention? My intention is I'm here to serve my clients. I'm here for their highest good as well as for my highest good. But, again, something important for me to put emphasis is I'm not there to control anything. And the moment that I try to control something, I'm limiting the energy. But the moment that I allow anything to happen in any way that it happens, because it's not about what I think my client needs, it's allowing my client to go where that person needs to go in order to heal, if you wanted to call it healing, or to transform, if you wanted for a pattern to be transformed, for a blockage to be transformed, for a bad habit to be transformed. It's just this part of allowing energy to move. And you know, I tell my clients, I'm not a reader. I'm not here to tell you what is wrong, because I'm not looking for wrong things. What I'm looking is to open myself to sense what I'm sensing, and from there start working and helping the energetic body to move, to change, and to transform. And
wow.
You will keep hearing me over and over these three very important words, that is transforming, changing, moving, because it's just how energy works, you know, and again, how we perceive it, it can be very different from the way that I do it and from the way that another practitioner does it. Now, what the client only has to do is to be willing to change, willing to just to relax and enjoy, you know?
Is there any
risk? That sounds good,
risk?
Doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Is there any risk when working with people's energy to maybe like have their energy enter you or something like that, where it creates some sort of negative effect on you?
Excellent question. I hear that question often. For example, I am empath. And in the way that I perceive it is I can sense or feel, but I have a very clear understanding that it's not mine. It means that even when I can sense the anger or the pain or the spiritual confusion, it's so clear for me that it's not mine. It means that if I sense it, I ask the question, well, if I sense you, how can I help you? How can we work together? How can this be different? Very, very good question. At least from my perspective, I don't need to be worried. It's true. Sometimes we have, you know, sessions that they are a little more exhausted than others. But in general, when I work with clients at the end of the session, I feel more energy. I can work for several hours without eating or drinking water, because I just feel like I feel so much energy in movement that I feel very, very good. But also I need to recognize that I am human. And sometimes I have clients that, you know, that they have very similar problems that I have. And at the same time that I'm helping my clients, I'm helping myself. Because when I help somebody to move or to change, I'm also helping myself to move or change. And sometimes I process more in one session than in another. Sometimes it's just like just this blaze of energy, and I just feel like, whoa, wow, this was so good. And sometimes I feel like, wow, I definitely processed a lot of information with my client today, because, you know, it was intense, it was good. But definitely from my perspective, I don't feel affected. Plus, also during the day, at least twice a day, every day, I cleanse myself. You know, I do a little meditation where I cleanse my energetic body from anything that I'm perceiving, and you know, it's kind of like taking a shower every day in the morning to cleanse your body. But it's kind of like I take showers to cleanse my energetic field and just, you know, allow more to come and, you know, just keep processing and helping and moving. Does that make sense?
And then I also wondered, have there ever been, with the people that you've been working on, have there ever been like really miraculous results, be it physically or you know, any results with any really significant improvement right away?
Yes. There are several clients that I have that they instantly experience the change, the movement. Just cases that I'm remembering right now, right? Like, around like 2 months ago, I saw a client, and I would say around early 30s, and I can see that the entire body is not comfortable. It's kind of like, what is going on? What is going on? And as soon as I tap into the energetic field, I can see bones, and I can feel very uncomfortable. And I said, okay, this is what I'm perceiving. And she said, yes, I had an accident in my late teens. And since that accident, I have very little motion with my neck, and I've been in pain since then, every single day. And I said, well, we're going to start working on that. And I start working in bones, and I start working on the pelvic area. And something very important that I always tell my clients, that I am not a doctor, and I'm not there to diagnose or prescribe anything. Again, I'm not there to find the wrong, what is wrong. But anyway, I start working on the pelvic area, and suddenly I sense that something was not balanced. And when I balance that, you know, in my mind, energetically speaking, you know, I sense more different parts in the body, in the back, to adjust the vertebrae. And after that, we went to the neck. And after 20, 25 minutes, the person was able to move the head again, full range, and the pain was gone.
Did it stay gone?
Yeah, completely.
Good. But see, that's what you want. Yes.
Yes. But what happens when there is another client that is still feeling some pain, but also still perceiving the changes during the session? And that's why I said before, not everybody processing the same. And of course, my thoughts are always helping people, and they can live, you know, pain-free and, you know, with no problems. But the reality is, again, everybody process things in different ways. And it's important also for me to say this, because sometimes I have clients that they are so ready for the new, you know, for this to change, to be fixed, because there is something else in the near future coming, and they have to be well in order to receive the new things that are coming. But also in the same way that other people, that what they are processing is very deep. You know, sometimes we process things when we were like 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 years old. That is very, very powerful, very intense. And sometimes with one session is not enough. It's just like a process of going into the session, and probably 2 or 3 weeks when the person has the second session. You know, that was also a lot of working and a lot of processing during those 2 or 3 weeks between sessions. And when the client comes again for the second session, he's like, okay, where are you? Now, from here, where can you go? What can you accomplish? Because, again, it's not about the past. It's about how we are in present, and how can we do things in present time to start improving our future too. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How come you think? Do you think there's any reasons why the mainstream medical field hasn't given any you know, serious thought to working with energy. I understand. I know our world's run by like pharmaceutical companies, and it's all about money. But if there's some validity to working with people's energy, wouldn't it be nice if people really focused and studied more on doing that and seeing what the benefits are to it?
You know, it's a very, very good question. What we are talking is something that is not new. I have read books from the late 1800s or early 1900s. All of this information is not new. We have known all of this for long time, but it was just not open for the general public in the way that it is right now. And I think everything has an evolution, and I truly believe that now medicine starts getting more and more open. I have clients that they are doctors, and they are much more open, and once in a while I have referrals from them because, you know, it's like, can you help my client? I say, sure, why not? Because Western medicine and energy medicine or energy healing, whatever you want to call it, they don't fight, they don't compete. The time that we can work together, these two, the more than we can help people. I want to tell you one of the clients that I have, and for me it was a beautiful experience and a very nice lesson. One time I had a client that was in a liver transplant list. He had cancer. And when he came, he was very nervous with a lot of fear. And we started working on the first session about, you know, how to be more calm. The second session was very, very particularly with fear and working with you know, how to transform that fear. When he came on the third session, he talked to me and he said, Luis, I think I accomplished what I came to with you. And I said, what did you accomplish? And I said, I accomplished to have so much peace that now I am ready for surgery. And for me, it was like, wow. This example for me was so important because healing can represent so many things for so many different people. What it can represent something for me can represent something very different for you or for Sherry or for, you know, one of the people that they are hearing us. And Western medicine shouldn't be something that is against energy medicine. As I said, it can be a huge compliment because for me to hear from my client, I am ready for surgery. And when I came to see you, before I came to see you, I was so afraid that I was dying, that I didn't see myself that I have a possibility to survive this. And now I can feel that I have, that there is possibilities for me to survive. And I was so happy that this client shared that information because definitely was a big lesson for me.
Wow.
Did he survive? Did he get better?
I haven't contacted that client since the last session, and I'm always very respectful for my clients. I always let the door open for them to let me know how they are doing. But if for some reason they don't, I definitely respect that. And in this case, I haven't heard from this client. And this happened like around 2 or 3 years ago. But, you know, that sense of peace and calm that I sense from him, it's just like, okay, he found what he was looking for. You know, he was looking for that peace. And I was so happy that I helped him to find it. Because that was the healing part for him. Makes sense?
Yeah, it's kind of the biggest thing. I mean, if you can help somebody be calm about such a serious situation and find peace, I mean, that's an amazing thing to be able to help somebody achieve that.
Yeah, because the more that I work in this area, the more that I understand that really the word of healing has so many different meanings because it just has a very special meaning for each person because we are looking for something different. we are definitely looking for that special thing, you know, that thing that will make us feel better. And sometimes it's translated into healing completely or partially healing. But again, it's just a process where the person keeps moving forward and moving forward and moving forward. And again, for me, is that part that I have to remind myself that I'm not here to fix anybody, because the moment that I think I need to fix, it means that there is something wrong. And in energy, nothing is wrong. It's just experiences that we have to do. Like, why somebody has to have accidents in order to learn something, you know? One time I had a client, it was a very, very beautiful session, you know, it was like a group of sessions. And you know, it was very interesting how during the sessions we found together that this particular client was attracting accidents. And the reason is because he needed to be in pain, and with the pain came the medication that was taking, and how this medication was making his psychic skills dormant. And because he didn't know how to handle those abilities when he was younger, and it was very scary for him. And again, it was kind of like such a complex process that this client went through, and just finding peace with those abilities and learning how to be more comfortable with them and understanding them and use them on his own benefit and the benefit for others.
What about people that are sick? What do you think of that, Luis, when people are sick all the time?
I think when I have clients that they are sick all the time, definitely what I start going is like, what are you fearful of? Or sometimes it's because they feel very lonely, and to be sick is a good way to be surrounded by other people. And I have seen that with some clients. The way that I perceive it, the way that I sense it, was that the illness is helping them to bring the attention from others that they wanted. And when they learn to bring other people's attention from a different way, it's so interesting because their bodies start healing immediately. It's very, very, very interesting. Again, there is no separation between the physical part and the emotional part and the spiritual part and the cosmical part and the mental part of the equation. Everything is just there. And it's just the way that sometimes the way that we utilize those five elements, they make them compete to one and the other, and it's when the unbalances come and people start getting sick or people start experiencing different situations. Like, for example, one time I had a client that he was having very, very strong emotions from childhood, and the reason is because this person's childhood was very difficult, and in order to survive, this person needed to bring anger and resentment, you know, and just to be angry, because it was very important. But what happens is sometimes we don't know how to let things go, and sometimes we carry that with us for years and years and years, and they just become an obstacle that they don't allow us to keep moving forward. And in this particular case, this person was having problems in relationships because of those emotions that this person was carrying from childhood that was not allowed to let them go. And it just came to the point that instead of being a tool for surviving, they just become an obstacle or a problem in order for us to keep, you know, moving forward in present time. I don't know that makes sense.
That makes sense. And does it matter how, you know, in something like that, would it matter if, do you think that there is some divine intervention as far as how long the person is able to recover, or if they do recover?
Yes, but I think it's more about what is that person's experience. because I have found more than one time that in the process of healing or in the process of getting well, the person is the time where the person is learning the lesson. I will explain in different words. Sometimes when I have clients and they are sick, they become so sick that it's not clear for them to learn something, and that's why they are not getting better. But when they start getting better, there is so much release. They start having so much clarity that this process of healing is the process where they start understanding what they have to learn from all of this. And that when, again, sometimes the process are a little longer, and sometimes it's just very, very short. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, totally. What do you think, Jason?
So everything kind of has this a lesson to it. I was wondering what your thoughts are on people that have relationships. They never seem to be in relationships that work out, and thus they always suffer from loneliness. I was wondering, I'm sure you've had clients like that.
Yeah, I will say often something that we found is that they are problems with relationships at the family level. And for example, imagine that I'm working with a female client, and this female client has problems with male pattern, and a male pattern is could be brothers or father figure. And what happens is when they have a problem with male figure, even when they are not dealing with the father or the brothers, but they are dealing with a partner that is also a male, and they start having, you know, the same problems that they have at family, and it's just because this pattern keeps repeating over and over and over again. And again, it's very, very interesting how when I tap into those kind of patterns and I start explaining to my clients, suddenly they have that clarity. It's like, oh my gosh, it's true. It's true. I'm repeating the same pattern over and over and over again, because again, it could be a pattern that is coming from father figure or from brother figure. It's more like, I always call it more like a male, you know, a male pattern. Or if I'm working with a man, sometimes could be like a female pattern. You know, there is something that happens in childhood that it affects that person's life. And it just, you know, because that's the way that they think. And that's what I personally call it, a mental pattern. And if they have that belief that, for example, men or women are in a very particular form, they just keep attracting the same thing over and over again. And that's what we call that we are stuck, when in reality is that we are not stuck. We're just repeating the same pattern, the same situation over and over. But again, we normally call it, oh, I'm stuck, can you help me? I said, well, why don't, instead of seeing it like you are stuck in a particular thing, but we don't see it, why you need to repeat the same pattern over and over, even when it happens with different people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Something I've always wondered about is, I've know other people, well, and myself included to some degree, where they're just stuck in the same pattern, especially the relationship pattern, where they just get in these bad relationships after bad relationships. And it's like, it just seems interesting to me to be an observer to this, to see it over and over and over again, and wondering why that happens.
Let me give you another example. Imagine that I have a female client, and the father was very abusive and very, very controlling. Not abusive in the way that physically or verbally, but abusive in the way that it was extremely controlling. And this person wants to be independent. And of course, after they independent from the family, from their father and mother house, they start finding that they keep attracting, you know, these male figures that they are very controlling, very controlling, very controlling. And she has this conflict because she is fighting for freedom. And here I'm going into another aspect, because when unconsciously, for example, in this particular case, she is fighting for freedom, guess what? This person will keep attracting men that will help her to keep fighting for that. Does that make sense? I mean, there is no way that if that person has this very, very strong pattern of fighting will find somebody that will support her. Why? Because she's in that mode of attracting this because that's what she wants. She wants to keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. And that's when people say, I'm tired of fighting. I said, okay, well, if you are tired of fighting, why about you don't change your, you know, again, and we start working with patterns of energy and we start helping those ideas, those mental patterns. And suddenly the person said, oh, I don't need to fight anymore. And it's like, well, no, that is an option. I mean, you can keep fighting because that's also one possibility. But when they start finding that, oh my gosh, I can see life different. I can approach to, in this particular case, I can approach to male patterns in a different way, not as a fight, but more as a more welcoming way to do it. It's so interesting how we suddenly start attracting different things. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just
and that's what we call the law of attraction. For example, if I am anger and I'm projecting or vibrating anger, if I'm vibrating anger, I'm projecting anger. And if I project anger, guess what I will attract? More anger. And if I'm projecting more anger, that's what I'm receiving. And people sometimes, well, including myself, sometimes we get so frustrated because we want something different, but in reality, we keep asking for the same. And we keep asking for the same and asking for the same. And that's why so many people feel stuck. But again, energy never gets stuck because energy is always in movement. It's not that we are stuck. It's just like we have this unconscious way to keep projecting the same. And if I project the same, you know, it's no way that I can receive something different. I was talking with a client a few days ago, and you means I don't want to make any commercials, but imagine that you want a Dodge van and you go to the Honda dealer and you go to the salesman at the Honda dealer and said, I want a Dodge van. And the guy at the Honda dealer said, well, we don't sell Dodge, but we sell Honda. And no. I want a Dodge van. It's the same with the law of attraction. It means if you cannot expect to receive warm and love and appreciation when you have this vibration of being angry and being, you know, fighting. If you are in that pattern, if you're in that mode, that's what you will be receiving because that's what you will be attracting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought of this person that I had met, and I totally believe in the law of attraction. And I like to play those gambling machines. And I met this lady one time, you know, like slot machines. I met this lady one time, and every time I saw her, she was winning. And it occurred to me that she was a really super positive person. You know, the happy, bubbly. And it occurred to me that possibly she's attracting all this winning. This may sound stupid, but because of her positivity and outlook, you know what I mean?
I think what she's attracting more than winning is abundance. And I have known people that they have this incredible concept of money. And I love it because for me it's an inspiration. It's like, wow, the way that they perceive life, the way that they perceive finances, the way that they perceive what they deserve. And this is a big, big word because sometimes, well, not sometimes, we get what we think we deserve. And if I think that I don't deserve too much, guess what? There's no way that I can have a lot, you know? But there are some people that they just have this way of seeing abundance in such a way that it's just like, it's so easy for them to receive because they are ready to receive. And that's another big part of the problems that we have is like we want the change, but we need to ask ourselves, am I ready to receive? And you will be surprised how many of us will say, uh-oh, I don't think that I'm ready to receive. I want, but I don't think that I'm ready. And that's when we start going into conflict because we want something, but we don't know we don't know how to attract it, and in reality, it's like we don't know how to receive it. Very interesting.
There was a news story, I think it was several years ago. A guy went into a convenience store, and he won like a ton of money on a scratch. It was like over $100,000 on a scratch ticket. So like the next day, whatever, he met with the local news crew, went back to a convenience store to recreate his win. So he buys another scratch ticket, you know, with the news crew to show how it, you know, he did it. It was like another $100,000 ticket. I mean, there has to be, what are the odds? I've been buying scratch tickets for 20 years and I've never won more than $100. So there has to be something to it.
Because do you believe that you can win? Do you truly believe, can you visualize right here, right now, that you can receive $1 million? And that's exactly you love attraction.
That's the problem. And it's probably not just money. It's probably health and relationships and everything else that's like that.
And that was a very good observation, because when we talk about abundance, we very, very often we try to limit it only to money or finances. But in reality, when we talk about abundance, it's about everything. It's about relationships. It's about health. It's about how much I enjoy life. Because, you know, I can go and buy a brand new car, but if I don't enjoy it, that is not abundance. Makes sense? Means I have the finances to buy a new car, but I don't have the abundance to have a new car. And that is a huge, huge difference. It means that we have to practice more about to recognize where we are. And I have learned in the last 7-8 years that is a skill. It's a skill that if we practice, we can go really, really far, because we will start understanding where we are in the things that we are asking for. And it's just as simple as, do I really want this? Am I able to receive it? Do I feel that I'm worth it to receive it? Do I feel that I deserve to receive this or that? Do I feel that I deserve to have a good home, a good relationship, a good job? And this is a very important question, especially when I have clients that they are coming because they are having a lot of struggle at work because they feel no appreciation from the boss. Well, if we don't feel appreciation for ourselves, how can we expect that somebody else will appreciate the work that we do? And it just, you know, it just doesn't work like that. I need to have appreciation for myself in order to vibrate up appreciation and attract appreciation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Now, we have a few minutes left, and I had another question I want to ask you, but we got to wrap it up in a few minutes. So now for the people that, and I'll ask you for contact information, website or whatever, but for people listening, is there anything that they can do to kind of help them become centered and get some of these benefits from their health or whatever, meditation, any kind of tricks that you can suggest for any of the listeners?
Definitely. Meditation helps. And let me tell you why meditation helps. Because when we learn to quiet our minds, we are able to feel what really is going on. And that is huge. That is very, very important. That is why so many people find so many benefits just meditating. Because, for example, imagine that I'm having a bad day and my mind is just going all over, you know, one and another, just thinking. It's just, I'm just giving myself a really hard time. But when I'm able to listen and to feel and sense and quiet my mind, suddenly I just start finding my answers and I start finding different ways that I can deal with the problem that I have. The other very important tool, and I said before, is when we practice to ask ourselves, where am I in this situation? For example, if I have a problem at work, if I have a problem where my boss doesn't appreciate me, and if I ask, I start asking myself, well, do I have self-appreciation? What I'm doing is I have this clarity where I am, and when you know where you are, it's just easier to move. Because when you are lost, it's not easy to move. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And
about energy healing, I can tell you that there are so many different people that with so many different modalities. It's about finding the right person, the person that you feel the connection, the person that you see the could be the picture or just talk to the person. I have clients just calling me and said, okay, I just need to hear your voice or I just need to talk to you. And sometimes the connection is just there. And sometimes I say, no, you know, you are not the person that I'm looking for. And I said, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. And thank you for allowing yourself to find that in particular that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Totally. Because not everybody works for different modalities and different practitioners. There's
yeah.
So many different...
Like for when I have a session with Sherry, it was just amazing. You know, for me, it was incredible to see how she can perceive energy, how can she move energy, how she was able to help me. And it was very, very different than in the way that I perceive energy and in the way that I can help my clients.
Well, it looks like we have a couple minutes left. So if any of the listeners want to contact you and maybe get some energy work, how can they get a hold of you?
They can find me on Facebook in Healing Hands by Luis. And Luis is spelled L-U-I-S. I'm from Mexico, and that's the way that I spell my name. Or you can also send me a text message at 541-326-5738. I have my office here in Portland, Oregon. And I also do energy healing sessions by phone. My specialty is more in person, but I have clients in different parts of the States and also in Mexico. And we can work by phone or in person because energy doesn't understand about time and space. You know, I can connect immediately with somebody that is in Texas just by talking on the phone, or when somebody from Mexico call and said, okay, I have this problem or that problem. Okay, yeah, we can do it. Healing Hands by Luis on Facebook, L-U-I-S, or my phone number is 541-326-5738, and I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll have to get you back on in the future. We're just about out of time, and it's been really informational for me to talk to you this evening, and
thank you.
I'm sure for Sherry as well.
It was amazing. You know, I'm personally, he gave me a sample of what he does, and I highly recommend him. He's just amazing. I love his personality, and I don't recommend people very much because I've had a lot of work done in over the past, but Luis is very outstanding. He's very authentic. He's really, you know, he's like me. He wants to get to the root of the symptoms so people can heal. So I highly recommend him. So what
Thank
stations
you.
Are we going to be on rebroadcasting on FM, Jason?
We're going to be 107.1 KNCP and 106.5. Why am I drawing a blank? Oh, this is terrible. I'm having
That's
a total
okay.
brain fart right now. Oh, my God.
KNCP and KITC.
Oh, KITC. Oh, what's wrong with me?
That's okay. We've been there.
I think I just had a mini stroke.
Yes, well, you know, listen to the broadcast and share with your friends and family. And yes, we're going to be it's wonderful. We appreciate those two radio stations to go and have us share our guests and ourselves to the
Thank
public,
you.
And it's amazing how it's all about sharing and growing and loving and learning. So, yes, for next week is Clyde Lewis, international, very well-known radio host out of Portland. He has his own show called Ground Zero. So we're going to have Clyde Lewis. He's usually a radio show host, but he's going to be a special guest next Sunday at 8 o'clock. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's huge. Nationally syndicated radio show host. So
yes, definitely.
Fun.
And anybody who wants to listen to me, I'll be on Paranormal Night Stalker as a guest. I'm going to talk about energy medicine, medical Qigong therapy, and also psychic mediumship. And, you know, the other different realms of what I do in Chinese medicine. So I'm going to be there on Friday at 10:30. Anybody want to listen to Paranormal Night Stalker? So I'll be a guest.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thanks again, Luis. And we'll have to get you back on in the future. And with that, I guess we'll close the show and hope everybody has a great week. And we'll see everybody next Sunday. And, yeah, anything else, Sherry?
No, not at all. Thank you, Luis. Thank you for taking
thank
your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much
on.
For
we
the invitation.
You.
And thank you so much for all your questions. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
All righty. Good night, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.
Take care. Peace.